14-0 our scores. We welcome you back to Titan Stadium on the campus of Martha Lane Collins High School. Sean Cressup with Scott Korn and John Carroll. Collins trailing 14-0, and they'll march their offense back out onto the field to start the second quarter of play on 4th-and-5.
Guys, you know what this tells me?
They're going to do a hard count here.
It tells me that Collins can't stop Shelby County. I mean, that's what it tells me right here.
Here's the snap. Lucas going to roll out, looking to pass. Now steps up, gets close and past the first down marker. He will pick the first down up inside of Rockets territory, and a nice scramble by the quarterback for Collins.
J.R. fell about a half yard short, but he landed on the back of Connor Dean, and he kind of rolled off and then rolled about another 3 yards. Big scramble there, big, huge first down. I'm like John, though. I think it just proved, you know, Coach Lucas says we're going to have a hard time stopping them. We're going to try to score.
Lucas dropping back the pass and rolling here to the near side, now under pressure, and he'll be brought down by 3-4 different Rocket defenders behind the line of scrimmage.
Right now, you got to give a lot of credit to Shelby County secondary, too. No open guys out there to throw it to.
Ryan Johns, one of those defenders with James Bradley and Clayton O'Donohue. And also Colin O'Hare in the area. And a loss of two on the play back on the other side of midfield.
Guys, he had Klonark wide open. I don't know if he's just not got a grip on the football because it's cold, but he had Maggard and him wide open on the sideline.
Five wide receivers on this formation. Lucas all alone in the backfield tries the hard count. Now they'll peer to Jerry Lucas over on the sideline. Second and 12. Here's the snap. It's a screen. They'll throw it out to, it's like, is that Maggard?
No, Stucker.
Stucker.
No, that's Eads.
Eads.
Yeah.
On the far sideline, but he's met.
That place is too slow to develop.
Yeah, he was met almost immediately at the 45-yard line where he was tackled. And the Rockets defense has now forced Collins into another third and long situation.
Third and about, what, 15? Almost
like
16.
Timeout, Collins.
And there is a timeout on the field. Shelby County leads this one 14-0 with 10:18 left in the first half. We'll step away for a break. You're listening to high school football on Power 93.3.
Celebrating our 10th anniversary. Thanks for listening and supporting your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLNLP Shelbyville Simpsonville.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Third down and long here for Collins. Third and 16 from their own 45-yard line. Three wide outs to the left side, two to the near side. Now they'll bring Roseberry over to this near sideline. Here's the snap back to J.R. Lucas. Drops back, throws a deep ball over the middle, and he's got Roseberry, but this one's going to fall incomplete. Roseberry had a beat.
I didn't see what happened there, John. Looked like he had the ball. Was it short?
No, he actually overthrew him.
Oh, he overthrew him?
Yeah, okay. He overthrew him.
It looked like I looked up. I thought he had it.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he just kind of gave up on the ball.
He had him.
Roseberry was open, and that one falls incomplete. That'll bring up fourth and long. And so now the Collins special teams unit will come out in punt formation. Deep for Shelby County is number 22, Keon Stone. This is Webb Bates, the kicker. Gets this one away, a wobbly kick in the middle of the field. And it'll be downed by a Collins special teamer out at the 24-yard line.
Yeah, it was coming back his way, so...
Yeah. He was lucky to get that off.
Yeah, I know. Mac almost blocked that.
I believe that was 25.
Who's that?
LaGrange?
Will Wade's one.
Oh, Will Wade. 55. And so Collins gives the ball back to Shelby County at their own 24-yard line. Rockets leading this one 14-0. 10:04 to play in the second quarter. Keyshawn Catlett lines up on the near sideline. They'll send Stone in motion. This is Drain, though, pitching it out to Stone on the far side of the option. He'll be brought down for a loss on the play.
Nice read by Stucker right there, staying home and not going inside.
Zach Stucker, the junior defender. Nick Eads also in on the play for Collins. The second down and 11. Catlett comes to the near side again. Davis goes in motion. They give this to Moorhead up the middle, and he has space. He's over the 40, out to midfield, and he'll be brought down as he's tackled in Shelby County territory at about the 47-yard line.
Just, you know, same thing all year, just not be able to stop the run. I mean, right to mid, especially that fullback play has killed him all year long.
Moorhead able to explode and into the secondary quickly, and a big run into Shelby County territory. They spot him at the 45-yard line, and so Shelby County has first and 10. Catlett again comes out to this near side. It's been the same formation all night for the Rockets, draining the gun. They'll give it to Moorhead. No, this is the pitch to Davis on the near side of the option. Jukes and makes a man miss before being run to the sideline. He'll stay inbounds near the first down marker. Max Stucker, Jaden Wilson both in on the play there with Nick Eads for the Collins defense.
Tell you what, if Shelby don't turn the ball over, I don't know how Collins think Collins is going to stop him.
Circle that play just in case.
And so,
thank you, Lee Corso.
They'll march the punter Josh Edwards out here on fourth down and about 17. Edwards stands back in Rocket territory at the 46-yard line. Dalton Maggard back to return this punt. This one's a high spiral.
Oh, no.
Fair catch. And it bounces back from, just inside the end
zone.
You got probably a personal foul on 67 from Collins.
Just silly.
Flag is on the field.
Oh, they had it first down.
They do call it roughing the kicker, and that is against Collins. And if it was 67, that's Isaiah Weiss, the junior defensive lineman. 6'1", 330.
Oh, it was obvious.
Yeah, it was obvious.
I sit there and watched him do it.
And that is going to be an automatic first down. And, boy, bail Shelby County out.
I don't think there is a roughing. I mean, a run into the kicker in high school, is there? Is it automatic?
It's automatic.
Roughing, yeah.
Yeah, because of safety issues.
Yeah, that was just bad decision. Great kick.
he almost had a great kick. It just went into the end zone. But
did he go into the end zone?
Wiped out.
I thought it went to the side. I was watching the kicker.
This is going to be a first down screen pass. They swing it out to Keon Stone on the far sideline.
Jaden Wilson, nice play.
Yeah, Jaden Wilson in on the tackle for a loss here. About a yard or so loss on the first down play. They spotted the first down play down at the 28-yard line, and that's actually where they'll put this one down. That's about a one-yard loss to the 28. So the first down was from the 27. This will be second down and 11. 14-0, Shelby County leading Collins with just under 6 minutes to go in the first half. They give this one up the middle to Caleb Moorhead, the junior fullback, with a big run out close to the first down marker and inside the red zone.
Nick Key's making the tackle, but he's making the tackle 11 yards down the field.
They spot this one about a yard shy of the first down at the 18 with 5:28 left to go here from Titan Stadium. Shelby County versus Collins, and the Rockets driving here into the red zone, third down and one. They hand it off up the middle. It's Moorhead. He's got the first down inside the 15-yard line, and so the Rockets will have first down, and they do spot him down at the 11, so we'll be first and 10 from the 11.
Right now, Shelby County just dominating the game up front.
I don't know why Collins just go to a 6-2. I mean, put more people in the box. I mean, you got three people wide out here, and I mean, they're out of the play.
Yeah. Drain going to keep this one up the middle. Spins away from a defender down close to the 5-yard line on first down. It's been a healthy dose of running the football for Shelby County. And as we've mentioned here, and John, you and Scott have talked about it, the offensive line so far for Shelby County has...
I'm going to go ahead and give my shout-out to my boy, Matthew Ashline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he played for me years ago,
mm-hmm.
played at Shelby County, played Division One. He's done a fantastic job of getting these linemen from Shelby County run blocking.
On second down, it's a give to Moorhead over the right side of the formation. Moorhead's going to gain about a yard, and they'll spot him at the 5, and so Shelby County staring down a third down from the five. It'll be third and about 4 yards. They can still pick up the first down, but got a two-score lead here. Drain from the shotgun. Davis goes in motion. Drain going to pitch it to Davis on the outside. He's tripped up, but he breaks away and gets into the end zone for the touchdown.
Missed tackles.
The option pitch to the near sideline. Tyler Drain making the right read. Gets it to his playmaker on the outside who broke a tackle and got into the end zone, and Shelby County leads now 20-0.
Zach Smith came in and hit a nice hit on Drain, but he got the pitch off and a nice catch out there by Brandon Davis. Controlled the ball, then just kind of walked into the end zone.
Davis was
a little tackle,
sure-handed there as he did bobble the football on the pitch, but into the end zone he went. Here's the extra point try from Edwards, the kick on the way, and good. With 3:39 left to go here in the first half of play, it's been all Shelby County leading 21-0, the hometown showdown on Power 93.3.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
When it comes to a tractor you trust to help tackle your lawn care needs, you demand strength and you deserve comfort. With the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, you get it all. The XT Enduro Series tractors are the strongest, most comfortable lawn and garden tractors we've ever built. Backed by the industry's strongest warranty, sit out on a tractor that can stand up to anything. The XT Enduro Series from Cub Cadet. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Your local owned Cub Cadet dealer for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Welcome back, everyone, to Titan Stadium. Maggard with the return on the kickoff for the Collins Titans. Was able to get it out to, well, let's see where they're going to spot this. They do spot it at the 23-yard line, so about a 20-yard return for Maggard.
It is a big possession by the Titans because Shelby can't get the ball to start the second half. So
it's a three-score lead for Shelby County, leading 21-0 here with 3:31 to play in the first half. Collins, J.R. Lucas with the football, under pressure, scrambling, trying to make a few misses. And, boy, he is lit up in the backfield as he is brought down on the quarterback sack.
Ryan John.
Guys, you got to give a lot of credit, to Shelby County's secondary defense.
Yeah, they're you know,
guys like Davis and
they got Catlett. Two guys on Maggard.
Yeah, they've got Davis on Maggard with a safety over top of him, and then on the other side, Cameron Armstrong is a safety helping out Keyshawn Catlett in coverage, and JR's had to try to find ways to buy more time to get guys open. Going to see a four wide receiver set here on second down and long, and here's a whistle and a flag thrown by the far side.
It's like offside.
Side judge.
I think you got Roseberry.
Line up offside?
It is a, it's going to be an offside against Collins. And so, boy, a rough start here to this drive late in the first half.
Just total domination by the Rockets is what it boils down to. Both sides of the football right now.
Lucas has a wide receiver, Maggard, Dalton Maggard, senior, here on the near side, being guarded man-to-man by Catlett. They'll have Roseberry in the backfield with him, and he'll hand it off over the right side to Roseberry, who breaks a tackle, gets up to the 15, close to the 20 as he's run out of bounds. Jose Carrias defending on that play for Shelby County, and still going to be a third and long situation here for Collins as the clock stops with 2:29 to play here in the second quarter.
Guys, I think it all comes down to up front. I think Shelby County.
Third down, they'll get it to Maggard on a screen, and he is ate up in the back. Almost blocked there again by Mack. This one, a high kick, bounces down at the 44, and going to take a little bit of a healthy roll out to midfield and brought down at the 48-yard line of Collins.
Good kicker by Bates, really.
And so the clock now at 1:56 for the Shelby County Rockets as they will trot the offensive unit back onto the field, leading 21-0.
Need to say big possession here by the Titans. He falls behind 28 to nothing, and he gives Shelby the ball to start the second half.
Well, let's go back to that roughing the kicker. That's big.
Yeah, you're right.
Drain going to have three wideouts. Let's call it two wideouts, one to each side. As they'll bring Stone in motion. And it's going to be the option. They pitch it out to Stone. He catches a block, cuts back to the middle of the field. Now running away from a defender inside the 30, down the middle of the field. He'll be inside the 15-yard line, and a big run on first down by the running back, Keon Stone. That play set up on the near sideline by a great block here by wide receiver Keyshawn Catlett. Stone able to cut right upfield on the pitch from Tyler Drain. And so the Rockets move it into the red zone here again with 1:41 on the clock. And a timeout going to be taken
by Collins.
So we'll step away. It's 21-0. Shelby on top of Collins with 1:41 to play in the first half. This is high school football on Power 93.3.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and buried cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
It'll be first and 10, Shelby County from the Titans 11-yard line, leading 21-0 here late in the first half. Quarterback Tyler Drain hands it off up the middle to Caleb Moorhead. He'll be met as he got over the 10-yard line, about a 2-yard gain on that run. Clock moving here under a minute and a half to play in the first half. Been all Shelby County here in this first half of play. Both sides of the football, the Rockets have played outstanding football so far, looking to punch one in late here in the first half. Drain takes the snap. He's going to drop back and pass. Throws it out here on the near sideline to Davis. He runs over a defender inside the 5-yard line. Trying to see, they're going to blow the whistle here and stop the clock. He got out close to the first down marker, and they may bring the chains out here to measure this one. The head official does stop the clock here with 58.9 seconds, and they will bring, is that a timeout? Must have been a timeout. They're going to mark it down as a third down spot about a yard short of the first down, and they spotted him here at about the between the 2 and 3 yard line, and so it's going to be about a yard or less. Looks like Shelby County took another timeout.
Well, I think Coach Shipley's happy where he is as far as scoring either 3 points, but he'd like to have 7, but he thinks he can get 3 with Edwards here, so he's in the driver's seat right now.
Oh, yeah.
21-0.
I think I would run it twice.
Yeah, you know, ball.
They're probably not going to have, well, they run the ball, I'm not going to have to.
I'd get it right to Moorhead. There you go.
Drain's going to keep it on the option keep. Does he get into the end zone? Yes, he does. Tyler Drain keeps it on the option and leans over the end zone goal line for the Rockets touchdown. 53 seconds here to play in the first half, and boy, the Shelby County Rockets are going to make it hard for Collins to come back in this one with a 4-touchdown lead. Kicker Josh Edwards on to try the extra point. This snap gets away. Edwards picks it up, and he'll just go straight down as the extra point try fails. But nonetheless, Shelby County punches it in here with under a minute to play in the first half, leading 27-0. This is high school football on Power 93.3.
Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around. around.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Edwards' kick is a short one, and Dalton Maggard has it for Collins as he breaks a tackle and gets up through midfield over the 40-yard line. A nice return here with 47 seconds left to go in the first half. The Titan offense has been shut out here, but they will start with good field position when under a minute to play. Darrell Lucas has been under pressure most of this first half. He actually started the ball game off and drove the football down deep into Rockets territory, but not much has happened for this offense beyond that. Lucas has it now, dropping back to pass, and under pressure once again, he's going to be wrapped up and brought down for a loss.
He's
back at the 33-yard line.
They are going to get rid of the football.
It looked as if they ran four vertical pass patterns. I mean, nobody was underneath, nobody was short. They all went straight down the field, and defensive line, they're just beating them.
Jose Carrillas has been a guy that they put in when he came back from injury on the defensive side of the football, and he got through and made the tackle there on Lucas.
Been open all night after heading John.
He has. I don't know if the ball is just, I don't know if Lucas is just not getting a grip on it, but it's floating out of his hand.
He comes to the near sideline, scrambles for a gain of about three on the play as he run out of bounds at about the, we're going to see where they'll spot him down. They may give him more than I thought originally. They gave him to the 50-yard line as he got out of bounds with 5.9 seconds left.
God, does he have the arm strength to get it to the end zone from here?
I'd say probably close.
He's got the wind at
his back. Yeah. Just having time to, you've got to take a little.
Yeah, you're going to have time.
Time to throw it. That's the thing. I don't know if he's got time for his receivers to get down the field.
Four wide receivers will go out to the far sideline. They've got Peyton Hawk lined up here on the near sideline. Here's Lucas dropping back. He'll be under pressure. He's rolling again now up to the near far side. He's taken off up the middle of the field, trying to look for a block. Clock has expired, and he will be tackled inside the 30 on the last play of the first half. And so as this one comes to a close, the first half of play is owned and dominated by the Shelby County Rockets, who lead now 27-0 over the Collins Titans. Listening to the Hometown Showdown tonight, courtesy of Power 93.3 WXLN.